Good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey.
Hello.
We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. First, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. What is the year of your birth?
1942.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In that case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American?
White. White.
What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
High school and business college.
Okay, thank you. Are you a registered voter in Ohio or, like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, registered.
Now, as you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus like mayor and city council and local levies. How likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances?
Almost certain.
Almost certain. Thank you. Thinking
almost
about
certain.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Now, below is a list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. Access to abortion, jobs and the economy, housing, racial inequity, city budget and spending, healthcare, legalizing marijuana, transportation, criminal justice reform, crime and violence, property taxes, education, or other?
Abortion, crime, and taxes.
So that would be access to abortion, crime and violence, and property taxes?
Correct.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you have never heard of that person or you don't know those people or groups, please just let me know. The first one is Nick Bankston.
Never heard of it.
Thank you. Adrian Hood.
Never heard of her.
Nancy Day Okawor?
Nope.
That is a no favorable or never heard of her?
Never heard of him.
Shannon Harding?
Never heard of him.
Chris Weich?
Never heard of him.
Columbus Police?
Never heard of him.
The Columbus Police?
10.
Was that a 10?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Emmanuel Remy?
Never heard of him.
Zach Klein?
Never heard of him.
Farhan Jetty?
Never heard of him.
The Columbus City Council?
5.
Was that a 5?
Yes.
Thank you. Louis Gill?
Never heard of him.
Andrew Ginther?
I'm sorry, what?
Andrew Ginther?
Never heard of him.
Melissa Green?
Nope. Never heard of him.
Thank you. Now, in 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 district areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about this, Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? The first one is, I would rather elect new people to City Council so the council can go in a new direction, or I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue their work they have been doing.
I would rather elect new ones.
Okay, thank you. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Benson? If undecided, or if you had to choose, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or
Nick Benson? None of them.
Thank you. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Wood or Emmanuel Remy?
No.
And if you had to choose for either one, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
No, neither one. I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to vote for, okay? So you might as well quit asking those questions.
Okay, well then, thank you very much for your time, ma'am. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Goodbye. Mm-hmm.